The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
It's only when you grow up and step back from him or leave him for your own home. It's only then that you can measure his greatness and fully appreciate it.
Doc Thompson?
Well, that would apply because he is a dad. He is a dad. That's all right. Margaret Truman said that.
About
her father.
About her daddy.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to be, since Father's Day is Sunday, we're going to be just sprinkling, you know, it's a Friday.
I think we're just recollecting.
Just like,
wait, it's a theme episode?
It's a very special episode of Punky Brewster. No.
It's a very special episode of Blossom.
I prefer Punky. You can have
that
Blossom.
That dated you right there. I mean, I watched Punky too.
Well, who was it? Who was Blossom? Was that Malcolm Bialik?
Yeah, whatever.
The Powerpuff Girls?
Her
it was Blossom,
name.
Bubbles, and Buttercup.
No. Blossom the sitcom.
Yeah.
Oh.
With
what's the other Blossom?
Powerpuff Girls?
The Powerpuff Girls.
I never watched the Powerpuff
Girls. I'm sorry. I have to need to turn on my Chris Cruz filter that actually translates it into English. Okay, now we're dialed.
Boop, 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 boop,
okay.
Powerpuff Girls.
I can understand. Oh, yes. We got to have the
Powerpuff Girls.
There you go.
Gotcha. Thank you.
He turned the translator on.
Yeah, that's helpful. By the way, I got my ears cleaned yesterday.
You did?
I can actually hear now. That's just one
it's
of
like
those
a
things.
A whole new world. Right?
Well, it's like, you know, the studios is evolving, and we have new features like the Spanish button on the new Blaze app and
the hologram
on the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
A lot of buttons needs to be pressed, and it's...
We keep adding new technology because we are the leaders when it comes to new technology in the industry.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yes. We just got the A-Track player over here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, we got microbrew brand new beer.
I noticed that. What did you bring in? And did you bring some for all
I
of
brought
us?
Some, or just, I and brought now, one bottle to and share.
Now, and now you discovered it's not a twist-off, didn't you?
No, it is.
All right. He's going to break it with his teeth.
Root beer.
That's a microbrew?
Microbrew. Look at that. Root beer.
Well, look at that. Virgil's.
Yeah,
I've been into root beer lately, and I'm not sure what it's all about. But
it's
are you on your period?
Maybe. Does anybody have any ice cream? Men do. It's been proven now. Men
do menstruate.
Yes.
Well,
we don't menstruate. We have.
Excuse me.
We have that time.
Try that out.
We do. We have a time of the month. I didn't know that.
That's good root beer.
That is good root beer. Aren't you husbands for a root beer?
No, thank you.
Can we need a root beer?
Most of what I have is information, so you probably won't catch anything. probably not.
But it has the word beer on it, right? It has alcohol, right? So it kind of
not root beer.
Root beer doesn't have alcohol
like root
in
beer.
It?
It's weird. I don't like root beer. I don't like Dr. Pepper.
Here, you can have that one. Just try it.
Why don't you like root beer? What's wrong with you?
It just tastes funky to me. I don't like it.
It tastes like root beer.
I don't like the way it tastes.
Root beer is good for you.
Why?
Oh, it could really taste the vanilla on this.
Yes. I did, and I did.
Like
I never knew because
it's like ice cream.
It's like a float. I didn't know that root beer was made with vanilla until I saw it on the package, made with
what
real aged vanilla. I don't know.
It's made for
a root of something.
A root of beer.
I never really thought about
beer
it.
Grows from the ground.
What? I mean, if you think about it, what's the root flavor of root beer? Is it vanilla?
I don't know.
No, it's not vanilla because not all root beer has vanilla.
Right.
There's some root beer just root beer.
And then cream soda.
Oh, I don't like cream soda.
I like cream soda too.
Do you like soda water?
Yeah. But now they say. But now they say that soda water
is bad for you.
My two drinks of choice over here. I've got the carb seltzer water.
Can you take a picture of that, Cal, and tweet that out?
I've got my two computers. I've got my two drinks, and I'm starting to think that I'm Sybil.
Is that a hard drive too?
Yeah, it is a hard drive.
You got an external hard drive.
I do have an external hard drive. We're going to need a bigger table, is what we're going to need. Oh, I hear all the pose.
You got to pose. Make sure you align yourself. Do you put your shirt on?
Why
do you?
I just put it back on.
Look at me like that. You're making me uncomfortable. Look normal.
I'm just going to peer over the top of the microphone.
That's his normal look. Sorry.
My Kim Kardashian look.
Did you see the Kim Kardashian thing?
We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian in blackface. Which, I don't know, we'll have to decide.
Isn't she allowed now because her husband's black? Does the rule extend? Like, if you're married to a black person, can you make racist jokes?
We thought that the N-word was good for Bill Maher, and look where he got him.
And he's on cable.
And he has all the liberal friends.
Mm-hmm.
The N-word's never good.
So, let's see how this one goes for the West family.
We'll talk about that picture coming up because it's just, I don't know if it's all that. I don't know. We'll see what you think. By the way, if you want to reach us on the Twitter, it is at the Blaze Brad at Cal
Daddy
79.
TMB.
Is that what we're going with?
I like Daddy TMB.
Daddy TMB.
Daddy TMB because Father's Day is on Sunday?
Yeah. Or TMB Daddy.
TMB is your daddy.
Right, pick one.
TMB, it's just too many words.
That's that. And is it TMB's your daddy?
TMB's your daddy.
TMB is your daddy? Yeah. And is that with an IZ or an IS?
Yeah, because we're hip.
Overcomplicating.
Exactly. That's the problem. So which one do we pick?
I think Daddy TMB.
All right. Daddy TMB.
Daddy TMB.
D-A-D-D-Y-T-M-B. Can somebody tell Doc to tweet it out?
Doc, I know you're listening. I know he's probably standing outside the front door.
Hold on, but we forgot this. Why are they using Daddy TMB?
Oh, yes. Well... When you tweet us,
just tweeting that random daddy.
Hey, you know what? Just call us and say, "Hey, you're my daddy."
Oh,
that could be. We should actually. And if the phone number was colored in up there, I could actually read it. 888-900-3393, which of course spells.
And we have a phone call. Hold on.
Already, yeah. Look at that.
We'll answer the phone here in just a second. Look at that.
Someone will get to you.
888-900-3393, which of course spells.
It's spelled.
Or actually, you could, if you rearrange the letters, it could be, because apparently we couldn't get the one that spelled
the Blaze.
The Blaze.
Cost too much.
The Morning Blaze. Yeah, at least $10. So again, if
we're going to recollect Father's stories,
Father's Day stories, especially on Twitter, in 140 characters or less, Cal said, "What can they say?" You can say a lot of things in 140 words or 140 characters, rather.
My biggest recollection of my dad is how many cars I wrecked,
and was he mad at you for it?
Yeah, he was not happy. I remember the one, I got in so many accidents, and every time he'd buy me a car, I'd wreck.
How many cars did you go through?
How many cars did I go through?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking the first years that I got my license. So I guess within the first, 5 years, I probably went through six.
Damn it. I went through five cars.
Did you really?
Yeah. One was complete totaled.
Oh, that's right. You're from Puerto Rico.
One was complete totaled.
Donkeys don't count as cars,
right,
Chris.
They really don't.
You know what's funny is I can drive on a one-way street with 10 cars coming through. Mm-hmm. But a six-lane freaking highway, no.
You know those white lines? You're supposed to just stay between them. And when you hit the little thingy news in the middle, it goes driving by braille.
That's bad.
Either way, if you can just keep.
Whoa! Why are you trying to fire with your AR-15?
That's a good point. Oh, I hope I didn't trigger anybody.
Him. Yeah, just trigger me.
Sorry.
On that
my
one.
Dad. I'm sorry. HR is gonna be here. Mark on the line?
Is it on the screen?
It's on the screen.
It's on both screens.
Wait a
big,
minute. Hold on.
Medium and small.
I never get to the calendar on the computer, so what makes you think I know what that means on the screen?
Okay, well, so we got Mark from Maryland, and he's going to tell us what is the origin of root beer.
Oh, all right. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Root beer comes from the root of the sassafras tree, And also, the foaming action comes from the yucca plant.
Really?
Yucca. Is that yucca or?
Yucca.
Yucca, yeah.
The yucca.
Yep.
It's not yucca, it's yucca. Yeah.
It's not yucca, it's yucca.
The yucca.
Y-U-C-C-A.
No, see it.
Yakka-dakka-doo. Anyway, also talking about going through cars and stuff, I went through 4 cars in 2 years.
When you were growing up or finally, like last year?
It was so long ago. But I finally learned how to really properly drive without killing myself in the military.
And, I think Mark is our oldest listener. He's like 128.
Wow.
Right, Mark?
Yeah, you're almost as old as Doc.
You're in pretty good shape for a sextagenarian or whatever that is.
But then my wife and daughter, oh, my gosh, my wife, it took me like close to 20 years to teach her how to drive, and still she can't stay between the lines. She's always hugging that right line, and she's had like 8-9 tickets for that.
Wow.
And then my daughter, she, oh, my gosh, she destroyed 2 Firebirds.
Oh, whoa, man, what, you hold on, whoa, hang on, stop, you got me at Firebirds. What year Firebirds were they?
Okay, the years that she had was a 73, a 75.
Oh.
They were used.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. And then what she also did to her Pontiac Grand Prix is a horror story and a half. She's lucky to still be alive.
I was going to say, she's all right, right? As long as it's just a car, it's just a car.
Yeah. But my grandson, though, he handles his 4x4 very well. So, it's mostly, I think, because my son-in-law.
Yes. Yeah. You passed a little of that wisdom on.
Before we let you go, yeah, Mark, you have to say TMB, Daddy TMB, okay?
Daddy TMB.
There it is.
All right.
That was really sexy.
Isolate that audio.
Yeah.
Mark, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Sassafras, by the way. Cal, I think that sassafras needs to be said in that southern drawl.
Oh, yes. Can we get Southern Cal today, please?
Kind of early to turn it on.
Well, let's see. I just say it's
wipe
Mabus.
Wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Mabus. And I do declare that the root beer origin is in the sassafras roots. Now, when I tell the missiles to get off her keister and get in the kitchen where she belongs, of course, I ask her to pour me a fresh glass of root beer.
That's very good.
Because, of course, that is her job. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Since it's the Father's Day edition, it's a good place to leave it. We'll take a break and come back. This is The Morning Blaze.
You're waking up to The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
And he comes back on Monday. It's at the Blaze, Brad, at Cal 79 at Real Chris Cruz this morning. And Wonder Slug Vika says at Cal 79 is no Southern gentleman.
No, I don't know. That's not me.
I don't know.
That's the.
That's his alter ego. Beauregard. Use the daily.
It was Jeff Sessions at some point, but it's morphed into like this really.
No, it's still Jeff Sessions.
Oh, it is?
It's still Jeff Sessions.
Okay, I thought it was more of a kind of a chauvinistic, slightly racist Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, no, it is. it is.
Don't set him up. That, I mean, that's just too easy. Use the daily hashtag DaddyTMB, or you can call us at 888-900-3393, which an easy way to remember that is It spells...
Have we actually tried to spell something with that?
About 100 times. I'm sure it does spell something. It's just like in another language. All right, so we are taking your stories about your dad. If you're a dad,
you could tell us stories, nightmare stories.
Right, about your kids. Either way.
You've probably got more stories than we do.
Because I'm older? Is that what you're trying to say?
Because your kid is older.
You're youthfully challenged.
I'm youthful, yes. You see, you can't say that because now I can call HR and say that, and we have a record of it.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, you know, this is all being recorded.
How old are your kids? Or kid? How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two? And how old are they?
28 and, say, 16.
You can't carry the two.
When you get older, not only do you not remember how old anybody is, you don't remember their names. My mom would always, she always runs through everybody's name before she, Chris J. Bidenita, Brad. It's like, what is wrong with you? But, and then you realize when it happens to you, you go, crap, that stuff gets passed down genetically. To get our daily dose of politics in, that this isn't really
one
politics.
Segment, segment, that's it, that's what you get.
This is Nancy Pelosi on Thursday when she was, I think, trying to speak from the heart about the shooting of somewhere buried deep down inside. She's trying to express her feelings, express her emotion over the shooting of Steve Scalise. But listen closely to what she says. Hold on. As I say, listen closely to what she says. Let me push the button that's right, and that's there, and that's there, and then you go that way.
Our hearts are broken over the assault that was made, really, on all of us, but personally heartbroken over the...
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah. Listen to that one more time.
Listen to those cameras. Over the...
Yeah, and shit flusters her.
Heartbroken over the...
over the... She tried to kill the guy. She tried to kill Steve Scalise.
Like she was going
to
say the death of...
Yeah. Oh, and she, you know, that's what she was thinking because it took her a good 2-3 seconds to recover from that one.
Does she know something that we don't know?
I don't think so. I just don't think
because we know that Elvis Freudian is still slip. Alive.
He is still alive. He's in still, I think, still in critical condition. But he is still still alive. And
I know they had the second surgery and everything went well. And he's improving.
Yes,
but still in critical condition.
That was a Freudian slip on her part. She wanted him.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, here's the thing about politics. I said I don't like to talk about politics only when I can point out what idiots some of them are. That's all. And and I don't take sides.
A long record
either
of,
side of it. I mean, either side of the aisle, they both got them. And that's the only time I will actually want to talk about politics.
Long history of idiocy
With Nancy.
With Nancy? Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah. Let's read some more tweets.
Johnny Mac tweeting out what I learned from. Please don't drink and call in. TMB safety tips.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
We have a dump button that works.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
So I think it's safe if you had a couple of root beers and call in this morning. We're all having root beers today.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, Bradley's having two more drinks. Soda water.
Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts are good for you. TMB listener 002, I'm not sure I want to use hashtag daddy TMB. It sounds kind of like Friday leftover material sourcing.
TMB listener 8675309 says Father's Day is really National Make Him a Sandwich Day.
Oh,
I like
good
that.
Idea.
Yeah. Then in TMB listener OU812, fishing and Saturday breakfast and his 60th birthday party, he was a good sport. And she sent pictures of her father. So that's pretty nice.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
My dad, I tell you, the one thing that I will, that I am thankful that I know I inherited a bunch of stuff from him, but you never realize how much you get from your dad until one day you open your mouth and you start talking. And you
go, son!
Like, whoa! How did my dad's voice get inside me? That is so freaky. But you start doing things. My dad, he would hum.
Okay.
He was one of he'd be doing something.
Mm-hmm. You do
he's
that.
A hummer.
Mm-hmm. You do that.
Yeah. He I swear he had selective hearing. Has it been dead 3 years? 3 or 4?
Maybe, good grief, that can't be five. I swear I can't remember. But he would have selective hearing. Dad. Huh? What? It's like, really? I'm 2 feet away from you and you could not hear me? And especially with my mom. I think he had a mom filter.
Or wife filter.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa, we all,
especially
yeah.
if you're a kid, you have parent filter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take out the trash.
Uh-huh. You just don't hear him.
Cleaning your bed. Here's $5. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny how, yeah, it turns back on when there's something you want to hear. But he would just, I mean, he was brilliant at the not hearing when he did. And I think he heard everything. He just had a way of being able to ignore it.
My dad is he just turned 65, I think. So he's getting into the old man phase.
Right.
And he's forgetting.
I tell you, that's weird, because I remember when my dad started to get old, and it's weird because he'd fall asleep on the couch and stuff, because he was always a big guy, and it was very strange. Coming up, we're going to be talking to one of the authors of Father's Say. It's a great book. Give the gift of blessing to your children. We'll do that. Coming up, take a break right now. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network. The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
All right, make sure that you are listening on the Blaze app this morning. I know there's some issues right now, iHeart, but...
we'll send a notification, so yeah. I know you're not listening to us.
So, if you can't hear us right now, just use the other app and listen to us there. We are taking your Father's Day stories, hashtag DaddyTMB, DaddyTMB. Libertarian says, my dad taught me self-respect and self-worth without saying a word, and he still does today. That's very sweet.
Yeah, it is. You got Cal's Grill tweeting out, my dad told me to never rely on the government. All he needed to say. Hashtag DaddyTMB.
Boy, is that not the best advice.
Wonderslug Vika also saying, hashtag DaddyTMB. My father was a consummate storyteller.
Consummate.
Oh, see, that's why I'm not allowed to read all this stuff. I fell in love with history because he brought it alive with his stories. That's one thing I love about my dad, actually, and my grandpa, too. They always told their story, and I will always could vividly like picture it.
He, for those of you in Lancaster, California, he said, could vividly.
What did I say?
I don't know, but I knew what you meant. That's okay.
We got a guess.
Lauren D, listener number 9, hashtag DaddyTMB, father-in-law tried to tongue kiss me at our reception. True story. See?
All right, let's have our guest join us now. It's Joe Battaglia. He is one of the authors of Father's Say. It's a great book. Give the gift of blessing to your children. These are basically stories from celebrities about their fathers and how they inspired them. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Morning Blaze.
Well, good morning. Great to be here.
This is a great book it's the stories in this book are... they can relate to multiple generations, and I'll tell you why I know that, because the first story from Corbin Burnson, as soon as Chris said, I remember him from Psych, Cal said...
Major League.
And I said, no, L.A. Law. It's like, right. So these are people that span the generations of all of us. Tell us, why, or how did you get the inspiration for this?
Sure. Well, I think... the reality of what happens when fathers are not around is what we really see happening in our country today. If you listen to the statistics from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. Mm. 90% of all homeless and runaway children from fatherless homes. That's 32 times the national average. 85% of all children who show behavior disorders, fatherless homes. That's 20 times the national average. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes, 9 times the average. We have an epidemic of fatherlessness in this country, which may be the number one ill of our society. And when we contrast that to what I'll go back to what Moses said in the Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. He gathers all the fathers of the camp around, and he says this to them: to fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds, tie them as symbols on your hands, bind them on your foreheads, teach them to your children. And here's the cool part: talking about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. The reality, and this is what I'd like to tell men, is that all fathers are teachers. Mm-hmm. Some are reluctant. Many are absent. Our children will learn something from us, even if it's nothing. And we have to be cognizant of that. Let me tell you a story, if I may.
Absolutely.
That is sort of an example of what that looks like, right? My daughter was about 13 or 14, and she said, "Dad, can you take me to the mall?" Okay, everybody raise your hand out there whose daughter has asked them to take them to the mall. Mm-hmm. We think it's a great bonding time. They want us to pay for whatever they want to get.
One of the reasons why I do not want any girls.
Let me tell you, it doesn't matter. You just want to be with them.
Yep.
At least you should, and here's why. We walk into this store, and I won't name it, but I had not been into this store in 25 years or so. And I was appalled. Now, I live in the North Jersey area. I've been in the New York City market all my life as a broadcaster. And I, you know, recognize what symbols are in communication, images and things like that. And so I walk in and I am just amazed. And here's why. On the wall are murals of pictures of half-naked young women, about the age of my daughter, maybe a little more, naked from the waist up, lying on top of equally unattired young men. And I'm seething, and my daughter says, "Dad, don't." Two words.
Wow.
She knows I'm going to say something. And so I walk up to the counter, put the shirt on the counter, and there's a young man and a young woman there waiting on us, of course. And I say, "Young man, please tell your manager how offended I am by what I see on the wall here." And by the way, how do you feel about this?
Yeah.
He kind of sheepishly turns away. And then I turn to the young lady and I ask her the same question. And I say, "Is this the way you would like to be thought of by young boys as they come up to you here?" At that point, my daughter elbows me again and shouts out, "Dad, they don't care." On cue, the young man turns to us and says, "I wish my father cared as much."
Whoa.
Wow.
Silence.
Did not see that one coming.
Yeah, silence.
So there's some, what you're saying, there's some hope.
There is hope, but there's only hope if the dad is present. And that is, you know, the real key about that. That's what Moses was saying. Don't just give your daughter, you know, paraphrase, you know, a few dollars and tell them to go to the mall and have a good time.
Right.
Be with them along the road. I'll tell you another quick story. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas time. We're driving around in my town. Fortunately, you know, they haven't listened to the politically correct police. And we have the creche on the town lawn, a menorah, and Santa. And so we're driving, and my daughter sees this, and she's about five or six. Mm-hmm. And of course, she knows the nativity scene and Santa. But she says, "What's that, Dad?" pointing to the menorah. And I have the great honor of explaining to her about our Jewish friends and what this means of the miracle of, you know, one day's worth of oil lasting for eight, and the Maccabees and their story. Right. And it's a great story. And it's a historical lesson. If those symbols were not in the marketplace, I would not have the opportunity to teach something about people who are who think differently than how she thinks. That is the wonder and the great thing about having these things in the marketplace. The politically correct mind would say, "Don't have any of this in the public square because we might offend somebody." When in the fact, the very reason we have those is to mitigate fear and mystery so that we understand each other better. And so these are the things that we need to do to be with them. And that's why it's really important for us to be in the mix.
Joe Battaglia is one of the co-authors of Father Say, Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. I like the layout of the book because it not only it pulls in scripture, it combines scripture and stories from celebrities about their dads, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have about 17 friends that I didn't interview them, but I just asked them, give me the one thing mm-hmm. that your dad told you that inspired you to be the person you are today. You know, and you mentioned Corbin Burnson, who's a dear friend, and mm-hmm. you have Kathy Lee Gifford and Delilah. Mm-hmm. And
Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo, one of the friends of the program.
And Eric McTaxas, also a friend of the yep.
Of course. And there are a lot of people that most people would know because many of them are very, well-known celebrities. And it's just wonderful to hear what other people say. And then we do a personal story, my co-author friend and I, like I mm-hmm. just mentioned with my daughter.
Right.
And then I wrap up every chapter with a biblical principle so that we kind of tie it all together.
That's
so
awesome.
It could be like reading one story a day and for someone who gets the book. And
it could be a bonding moment between you and your kids.
Is there any commonality between all of the stories that you heard? Is there any one underlying theme that each one of them said about their fathers?
Yeah, and it's one of the I like to encapsulate it in what the book says. It's that what fathers say will determine their child's way.
That's good.
And the reality is this: is that everybody. Not everybody's story is pretty, okay? You know, it's not all dads were great. But what they did say inspired their children in a way that they have never forgotten. And if there's anything common to everybody, it is that they had someone there to help them process stuff. And people would rather have a father, regardless of how they failed or it weren't great, rather than no father at all. And I'll use this story quickly as well. My daughter, when she was about 9 or 10, and my backstory is that my wife has MS, and sometimes is just not capable of doing things that all the other soccer moms right. in my daughter's world were capable of doing, and it just got too much for her young mind to handle, and she burst into tears, ran downstairs, crumpled into a corner, saying, "It's not fair." What do you do as a dad but just sit down next to her, hold her, and tell her, yes, life's not fair, but I'm here. Here's what a father provides at that moment, and that's why it's imperative to be around. I, as a father, and I think a lot of fathers, help kids process things.
Right.
They absorb things. They enable the child to understand that, hey, we're there. And part of the role was simply to have my presence absorb her fear and anxiety, which is really the real emotion she was feeling.
Right.
So I help, and all fathers help, absorb the feelings children have because they cannot process them. So if you're a dad, you recognize that the reality of you being in the house is to help absorb and to help process. Because their young minds cannot comprehend. They're just not developed enough yet.
Right.
So when people say, I don't need the father in the house, or all the social engineers decide to mm-hmm. say that men are irrelevant and fathers are irrelevant, the U.S. Department statistics, I read at the very beginning, right. those are relevant.
And amen, presence, brother.
And presence is important. Responsibility is important. And so that's what a father does sometimes, just to be there.
Joe, are you on the Twitter?
Yes.
What is your Twitter handle?
At Joe Battaglia 2.
All right. And the book, where can people get the book?
They can get it Amazon, CBD, online, Barnes & Noble online. Uh-huh. A number of Walmarts carry it. So.
Great. So it's something to go out and pick up between now and Sunday and get it for their dads. Get it for your kids. Either way, it's a great book. It's a nice little book to give as a gift, and it's a great idea. Joe Battaglia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and thank you to all your listeners as well.
Absolutely.
As we continue on with our kind of a Father's Day special edition of the Morning Blaze here, it's at the Blaze Brad at Cal 79 at Real Chris Cruz and the hashtag Daddy TMB. I do want to read this one here. My daddy taught me, Andy Johnson said this, my daddy taught me how to say more by saying less. A lesson politicians should learn.
True.
Isn't that the truth? Let's talk about Relief Factor, a sponsor of the program this half hour, and one of the best friends you will have if you suffer from chronic pain, whether it's knee, back, elbow, shoulder, whatever pain you are in, Relief Factor can help. And I know that because it has helped me. It's helped me not only with the inflammation in my lower back, but also when I had my foot surgery. It has helped others that I know here in the building, Keith. The Blaze Keith, he still takes it every day, and he took it when he had his shoulder operation. I said, here.
I did the same.
First bag's free. Gave it to
come
him.
Back when you want some more.
And I'm telling
actually,
you.
Actually, just go to their website. I mean, go just call and get their bag.
Yes, exactly. You can go to the website. I just happen to have a bag I gave to Keith. ReliefFactor.com or 800-500-8384. The bottom line is this. You can take the over-the-counter pain medications. You can take the prescription meds. But before you do, make sure you look at the warning labels. Just see what you're putting in your body. And then look at the warning label that's on Relief Factor. Oh, wait, there isn't a warning on Relief Factor.
It's all natural.
Yes, it's all natural.
They don't need a warning.
Exactly. And that's really what you need to take away. Go ahead, ReliefFactor.com or 800-500-8384. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network. Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
He will be back on Monday in the meantime at the Blaze Brad at Cal 79 if he gets out of jail at Real Chris
Slotted
Cruz.
To be back.
Slotted, yeah, it's, right, if his key card still works. use the hashtag DaddyTMB or you can call us at 888-900.
Dude.
3393, which we did discover
someone
spells
tweeted,
dude. Who
I lost
figured
it? JR15. JR15? Okay. It's, but it's dude, D-E-W-D.
Yeah. Which is very appropriate. Dude, D-E-W-D. That one is
going to
stick.
You keep looking at the wall.
Well, it's outlined up there, and I'm like, okay, can we please?
Every time I look up, I don't see anything.
I know.
What are you looking at?
When you get older, you see things.
Just to explain.
They're painting the studio here. They're painting the logos on the wall, and they're painting the phone number. But
I wonder why they're doing all that stuff.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Huh.
But they've outlined the phone number, but haven't yet colored it in. So it's like a ghost of a phone number up there. So it's 888-900-DUDE. Sleeve did it. Great tweet. My dad is an IT professional. Yeah, I could never hide my browser history. That is so true.
You have stories right now, right?
We got stories that we'll tell coming up next hour, and an interesting one with the post office.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.